you will hear two new students, Jane and Tim, talking about their university studies. First, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
It's going to be different from school, isn't it?
Yeah, particularly the lectures.
Mm.
Have you got any special strategy for listening to lectures?
Well, I'm going to use a cassette recorder and record them all.
What? Are you allowed to?
Sure. Lots of people do it nowadays. It means you can listen to the lectures all over again later and make really good notes.
I couldn't do that. I like to take notes as I'm listening. I usually find I get all the important points. Reading is different, of course. My approach is to skim the book first to see what's important and what isn't. It saves hours of time.
But what if you miss something?
You don't mean you're going to read every word, do you?
Well, that's what I usually do.
Well, that's up to you, but I think you're crazy.
What's your first lecture on, anyway?
Oh, it's a lecture on the French Revolution.
The French Revolution? How boring.
Oh, it's not boring at all. It was an amazing period of history. It changed everything in Europe. So what's your first lecture about?
It's about animal behaviour. It sounds really interesting.
Look, I was on my way to the library. I'm going to get some of these books out and start reading for the first essay I've got to write.
And what have you got to write about?
No, you'll never believe it. I think our professor must have a sense of humour. He's given us the title, Why Study History?
That's a good one. When you find the answer, let me know.
No, I'm going to enjoy writing it. Have you been given any writing assignments yet?
Yes, I've got to write about animal language.
That sounds a challenge.
Mm.
I suppose you'll be off to the zoo to do field research.